This was quietly but officially declared by President George W. Bush 3 days later, when he issued a proclamation stating, "A national emergency exists by reason of the terrorist attacks at the World Trade Center, New York, New York, and the Pentagon, and the continuing and immediate threat of further attacks on the United States. Now, therefore, I, George W. Bush, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me as President by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, hereby declare that the national emergency has existed since September 11, 2001, and pursuant to the National Emergencies Act, 50 U.S.C. 1601, et sec." With this proclamation, Bush activated what the media called the shadow government, those unelected officials and appointees who, under the guidance of his father, Donald Rumsfeld, and Dick Cheney, had years earlier begun to alter the form of this former republic, including the use of warrantless electronic surveillance by the National Security Agency. In mid-2007, Bush codified this shadow government with the ominously worded National Security Presidential Directive, NSPD 51, and Homeland Security Presidential Directive, HSPD 20, innocently titled National Continuity Policy. In the interest of continuity of government, this directive stated, "The President shall lead the activities of the federal government for ensuring constitutional government." The implication was that he would lead the entire government, not just the executive branch. This takeover of the federal government was contingent on a catastrophic emergency, defined as any incident, regardless of location, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage, or disruption severely affecting the U.S. population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions. Sharon Bradford Franklin, senior counsel at the Constitution Project, a bipartisan think tank that promotes constitutional safeguards, said the policy's definition is so broad that it raises serious concerns about when and how this might be used to authorize unchecked executive action. Also troublesome is Bush's contention that he must defend his office from the loss of power. In January 2006, Vice President Cheney stated on NBC, "For 35 years that I've been in Washington, there's been a constant, steady erosion of the prerogatives and the powers of the President of the United States. And I don't want to be a part of that." Bush has stated, "I have an obligation to make sure that the presidency remains robust and that the legislative branch doesn't end up running the executive branch."